Save big on your landscape project at Menards. Whether you're shopping for edgers, pavers, or wall blocks, Menards has the largest in-stock selection of concrete landscape block ready to take home today. Build a beautiful border for your landscape with our interlock edgers on sale now through March 22nd. Save big on landscape block at Menards. Also, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money
at Menards. I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place, with coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
No, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. It feels good to Geico.
I wanted to run out of that tunnel to prove to everyone
prove
that I worked...
what?
That I was somebody.
Oh, you are so full of crap. In this lifetime, you don't have to prove nothing to nobody except yourself. And after what you've gone through, if you haven't done that by now... it ain't gonna never happen.
Most people's number one fear is public humiliation. I don't give up anymore. I'm not afraid of it. I'm tough.
In the end, I don't care whether you love me or you hate me, just as long as I win.
Maybe it was your time to lose.
Lose? I don't lose! I win! I win! That's my job! That's what I do!
The best way to fight the demons that chase you in the night is to stop and turn around. Turn around. Face them. Man up.
Tired is only in the mind. You tell yourself you're tired, you're going to be tired. I don't get tired.
Marcus Aurelius says your only focus should be on getting better at what you're doing. Focus on what you're doing, get better at what you're doing. Everything else is a complete waste of time.
Do you actually want to do this or not? Because if you actually want to do it, what's going to stop you? Nothing. And if you don't really want to do it, what's going to stop you? Just about anything that comes up. Just about any obstacle that gets in your way becomes an excuse.
This is my life, man. Do you know how hard I worked to get here?
The humbling reality that I'm not special. And if you want to be good at anything, you have to work really hard. And if you want to be the best in the world at something like I do, I want to build robots better than anybody else in the world. You have to work harder than anyone else in the world.
Okay, so what you say is, I am unstoppable. I'm unstoppable. I'm unstoppable. I don't care what it is. I'm unstoppable. Nothing will stop me. The greatest of all qualities to guarantee success is the absolute willingness to go at anything and refuse to stop until you achieve it. That 95% of the goals that you set for yourself, you will achieve if you refuse to quit.
The difference between a champion and a loser is a mindset. Once you put your mindset where a killer mindset is, ain't nobody gonna stop you. Because I'm gonna tell you now, this game is not for nice people. I want you guys to believe. Don't just listen to me. Feel me in your soul.
Hi there, we are James and Dan Twofort of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Each week we get around the microphones with our four favourite facts that we've learned over the last 7 days and sit down to blow each other's minds.
Yeah, here's a fact for you, Dan.
Yep.
In knot theory, a circle of rope without a knot is technically a knot, but it's called a knot.
Very good. I go on here as well. In 2019, a marathon runner with the words Jesus saves written on his bib had a heart attack, but was revived by a man called Jesus.
That is amazing. If you want to hear more facts like that, search for No Such Thing as a Fish wherever you get your podcasts.
Believe you can win.
I now see anything is possible and that you could train for anything. There's nothing you can't do. You can't be the best in the world at something, but you can be a lot better than you are at anything you want to put the time into learning, whatever it is. You could do anything.
This drive and passion, and it may come from nothing. Like for me, there was no passion, no drive, no nothing. But I had this fire that I'm going to be somebody. And it has to be there because on all those bad days, on all those days you don't want to do, you have to be your own motivator, your own coach, your own trainer, your own everything. So to do that, you have to come into work, and work is, whatever your work may be, ready to go.
Do it sad, do it angry, do it heartbroken, do it miserable, do it excited, do it energized, do it happy, do it tired, do it confident, do it discouraged. Do it anyway. However you got to get it done, make sure it gets done. That's what separates the winners from the losers. That's what separates those that get what they want from those that only talk about what they want. So whatever you got to do, get it done.
When you're obsessed with something, it doesn't require discipline because you can't wait to do it again. Mike Tyson said best,
discipline is doing what you hate to do, but doing it like you love it.
I'm going to do the same thing again today, but I'm going to try to go harder. That's the hardest thing in the world. Mm-hmm. To get up every day and give 100% and be in the same position that you were each day, but mentally know that you're trying and trying and trying. Mm-hmm. That's a real grind.
Those times when you get up early and you work hard, those times when you stay up late and you work hard, those times when you don't feel like working, you're too tired, you don't want to push yourself, but you do it anyway. That is actually the dream. That's the dream. It's not the destination, it's the journey.
I'm clear on what this path is supposed to look like. And these rocks and these dragons are things that I'm going to have to slay along the way to get the princess or get the treasure. I get happier about the harder it is because I know that no one else will follow. And I think if you can shift from this is hard to no one else will be able to do this, then it flips from being this thing that you're like, oh, poor me, to oh, poor everyone else who's going to have to try.
Yeah.
And I think that is so much more motivating as a frame for the exact same circumstance.
It's okay to be unbalanced for a while. It's okay. Don't be all this stuff people say, you got to be balanced. To be the best in the world, the best at what you do, you have to be unbalanced to find every bit of energy and strength that you have to pull it off. Then you get balanced once you become great. I became obsessed with being the baddest mother that God ever created.
And then my competitiveness inside was like, no, I'm gonna do something in the next 20 years that is better than these last 20. You might not understand that. I'm doing that.
Winners win and losers lose.
The odds were stacked against me. I won anyway, because I win.
You won because you got lucky.
Guys like you always think other people get lucky. I don't get lucky. I make my own luck.
Play to win. Don't play to avoid loss.
Hi there, we are James and Dan, two forts of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Each week we get around the microphones with our four favorite facts that we've learned over the last 7 days and sit down to blow each other's mind.
Yeah, here's a fact for you, Dan.
Yep.
In knot theory, a circle of rope without a knot is technically a knot, but it's called a knot.
Very good. I go on here as well. In 2019, a marathon runner with the words Jesus Saves written on his bib had a heart attack, but was revived by a man called Jesus.
That is amazing. If you want to hear more facts like that, search for No Such Thing as a Fish wherever you get your podcasts.
Because the things you fear, the things that's going to happen to you, set that target on something positive. Work for it. Expect it. Will to win is nothing without the will to prepare to win. See, everybody wants to win, but are you willing to prepare to win?
There is no excuse for not living up to your fullest potential. No excuse.
We've been working out hard in the gym for a month, but we haven't seen any results. So we get off down and shit. What the do you expect? You're not putting in the work. You have to do more. You gotta stop telling yourself that you're doing enough.
Trained hard. Because it's what I do, it's what I enjoy, I love it. You take that away from me, you may as well just handicap me completely. I don't understand why any man would not want to go to the gym and train. I don't get that. Best feeling in the world is when you've done a good training session and you've finished and you're going for a shower and a breakfast. Best.
According to all aerodynamic laws, the bumblebee cannot fly because its body weight is not in the right proportion to its wingspan. But ignoring these laws, the bee flies anyway.
Some of you just don't understand. Some of you have been average for so damn long, you don't know what it is to do hard work. But there's a lot of you out there who want to be much more than average, but just don't know how to do it every single day, the grind. You need to find someone to oil those gears up. So check it out.
For those of us climbing to the top of the food chain, there can be no mercy. There is but one rule.
hunt or be hunted.
There's rules. Roy Cohn's three rules of winning.
The first rule is the simplest. Attack, attack, attack.
Rule two. Admit nothing. Deny everything.
Rule three. This is the most important rule of all. Okay? No matter what happens,
you have to drive
no matter
fast.
What they say about you, no matter how beaten you are, you claim victory and never admit defeat. Never admit defeat.
If you let people's perception of you dictate your behavior, you will never grow as a person. But if you leave yourself open to experience, despite what others think, then you will learn and grow.
Don't settle. Make sure that whatever life that you want, you strive for that. You make sure you go for that. Don't let anyone tell you it's not possible. Don't let anyone tell you that it's not practical. You make sure that you go for it. You hungry? You want it? Then get it. Get that. Don't let nobody stop you. I went to a homeless shelter to get what I have now. I went to a homeless shelter. I struggled. I went hungry 3 nights in a row every week to get what I have. Don't let no one stop you. No one tell you what the do. You make sure you get it. Don't let no one stop you, all right? You're driven. You the energy that you need, the drive you need to get it, you pull that from yourself. Because when you pull it from yourself, no one can influence it. Just you.
The greatest version of you is not the I can do anything version of you. The greatest version of you is the disciplined version of you. The greatest version of you is the version that has parameters. No, I don't do that. I don't drink that. I don't go there with these people. I'm focused. I have a prize that's in front of me. I know what I'm supposed to do, and that ain't it. I have to stay right here.
You control your commitments, how much time you give to any one thing. You control your concerns, how you respond. Losers let it happen. Winners make it happen. Losers see thunderstorms. Winners see rainbows. Losers see icy streets, winners put on their ice skates. Losers take chances, winners make choices. It's all in the way you choose to think.
Whether you like it or not, from the time you wake up to the time you go to bed, a lot of us are at war with ourselves. And within that war, we have several battles. Those battles are basically choices. No, I'm not talking about a war that you might find in the Coliseum. I'm talking about a war that's in your brain. That war exists because life has so many choices. Within those choices, you gotta make right decisions. You know what?
Almost every successful person that I have ever encountered has gone through not a month or a year, but many years of doing work without reward, where they have to do things that other people find boring, and they have to sacrifice things that everyone finds interesting that most people want to do during that entire season of their life. And they basically sacrifice a season of other things that they would prefer to do stuff that they would not prefer to do because of the one thing they want most.
And Muhammad Ali worked his butt off, and I saw it firsthand. And I remember that there was a sports writer that was there in the gym when he was working out and he was doing sit-ups. And they asked him, how many sit-ups do you do? And he said, I don't start counting until it hurts. Now think about that. He doesn't start counting his sit-ups until he feels pain. That's when he starts counting. That is working hard.
Almost all, like, truly exceptional and mentally strong people have been through hell. It's very few that put themselves through hell when life is great. There's a thing that happened, and it happened out of hell.
Hi there, we are James and Dan, two forts of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Each week we get around the microphones with our four favorite facts that we've learned over the last 7 days and sit down to blow each other's minds.
Yeah, here's a fact for you, Dan.
Yep.
In knot theory, a circle of rope without a knot is technically a knot, but it's called a knot.
Very good. I got one here as well. In 2019, a marathon runner with the words Jesus saves written on his bib had a heart attack, but was revived by a man called Jesus.
That is amazing. If you want to hear more facts like that, search for No Such Thing as a Fish wherever you get your podcasts.
And I don't think it ever happens without that. It's like you had to go through that in order to empower all these other people. in order to become who you are, and that as an example, and then your words as an example.
It doesn't matter if you're stressed. It doesn't matter if you're hurt. It doesn't matter if you're upset. It doesn't matter if you're frustrated. If your discipline is on point, your mental toughness on point, you're going to be able to execute in spite of the situation being that way. And you're going to move forward whether you feel good or not. And once you can move forward whether you feel good or not, nobody can f*** you, okay? Because everybody else quits when things get hard. Everybody else quits when they get sick or they have an excuse or they get in a funk or they get, you know, whatever. If you're able to operate even when things are hard, you can't be f- with.
If you place your dreams in front of the crowd, you risk ridicule. If you go forward in the face of overwhelming odds, you risk failure. But risk must be taken, for the greatest hazard in life is to risk nothing. The person who risks nothing has nothing, does nothing, is nothing. Well, in the world of ego, is nothing. That person may avoid suffering, pain, and embarrassment, but that individual will not learn, love, change, feel, or grow. Only the person who takes risks is truly free.
You can't keep doing this! You can't keep doing things and then feel bad about yourself like that makes it okay. You need to be better.
People want me to do everything for them, and what they don't realize is they have the power. You want to see a miracle, son? Be the miracle.
Never say never, because limits, like fears, are often just an illusion.
Middle school player, high school player, or college player. You know, I had to do my work behind the scenes, you know, like you did. I had to earn my way. And I didn't know that I was going to ever get the credit for it or ever get the results for it. So I know what it's like to be unknown and to, you know, not have the lights on you and to want to be seen and want a scholarship to a big school and things like that. I was behind the scenes doing the work. So I don't forget those steps that it took for me to get here.
You have to work harder than you think you possibly can. Can't hold grudges. It's hard. You can't hold grudges. And it doesn't matter how you get knocked down in life, because that's going to happen. All that matters is that you got to get up.
Everybody has a turn back moment. You have a moment where you can go forward or you can give up. But the thing you have to keep in mind before you give up is that if you give up, the guarantee is it will never happen. That's the guarantee of quitting, that it will never happen, no way under the sun. The only way the possibility remains that it can happen is if you never give up, no matter what.
The rule number one is to get vitamin N. N is to learn to say no. That's how to get self-discipline. Secondly, setting your priorities right. Thirdly, is avoid complain. Those are the three factors which can lead you to self-discipline.
Keep your knees off the ground, just your hands and feet. There you go. That way, Brock. You keep coming.
Hey, just rest in a second.
You gotta keep moving, let's keep moving, let's go. Don't quit till you got nothing left. There you go. Keep driving it. Your very best. Your very best. Your very best.
I'm by our strength.
Then you negotiate with your body to find more strength, but don't you give up on me, Brock. You keep going, you hear me? You keep going, you're doing good. You keep going. Come on, Brock. Give me more. Give me more. Keep going. 20 more steps. Go, Brock. 10 more steps. 10 more. 10 more. 10 more. Come on, Brock. 2 more. 1 more.
Look up, Brock. You're in the end zone.
I would like to share with you just three cardinal rules of my ability and longevity. One, surround yourself with people whose eyes light up when they see you coming. Two, slowly is the fastest way to get to where you want to be. And three, the top of one mountain is the bottom of the next, so keep climbing.
So the goal was to be the first one at breakfast. So I set my alarm. I make sure I'm up by sunrise. I get out of bed. I put on my gear and I head downstairs. But when I get there, Kobe's already there. with ice packs on his knees, drenched in sweat. Now, it took me a minute to figure it out, but this guy wasn't only awake before me. He had already worked out. He had just played in the finals days earlier. Meanwhile, I'd been off for months and I was still exhausted. What he had done that morning was incomprehensible to me. That dedication he had only days after falling short of an NBA championship. That taught me something I've never forgotten. Legends aren't defined by their successes. They're defined by how they bounce back from their failures.
Favors are strong. That's not favor of the weak. If you want good fortune in life, it doesn't come your way, man. You have to create it, man. You have to create your opportunities in life. They'll come in disguise. Well, if you're working hard and your pulse of life is always beating, that disguise is always seen. Most people that are feeling down and that are the losers of society, they're always looking for excuses. Where the winners are looking for solutions. Those opportunities come in disguises where if you're in it to win it and that's your mentality, you see right through that disguise and you jump at it. But some people are like, what are you doing, man? It makes no sense what you're doing. They don't understand it because they're not in it to win it. They're mentally, they've already lost it. They've given up before they even started because mentally they don't believe in themselves. So it's again, it's like when the winds of life don't hit your sail, you grab the oars of life and you start pushing your body, your boat, your vessel into the harbor of a known point that you want to be.
Hi there, we are James and Dan, two-fourths of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Each week we get around the microphones with our four favourite facts that we've learned over the last 7 days and sit down to blow each other's minds.
Yeah, here's a fact for you, Dan.
Yep.
In knot theory, a circle of rope without a knot is technically a knot, but it's called a knot.
Very good. I go on here as well. In 2019, a marathon runner with the words Jesus saves written on his bib had a heart attack, but was revived by a man called Jesus.
That is amazing. If you want to hear more facts like that, search for No Such Thing as a Fish wherever you get your podcasts.